not doing exercise on those fingers, so number one, I need to stand up. And you're not going to like this part. Chris, that's in the back. We want y'all to be in this section. So y'all move over here, back row, and a couple of chairs. Can you come sit up here? Is that possible? So we can get everybody together. That would be awesome. I know, nobody likes to move over now. Now it feels like family. So, instead of
just put it up on.
Okay.
It should be fine.
We're going to have to put this here.
Yeah, we'll get feedback.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Just
speak towards that. If you can. Person on the right, just lean.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
So we learned that.
Thank you for following instructions. You did a great job. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. So, first, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to do this with you guys. We've known Darren and Terry a very long time, and there's been many years that I've been on the, hey, would you like to do this? And it was, we always had something going on this week. And so I was finally excited to see this work out, that we could come and do this. So how many people remember Dean and Susan Johnson? Remember that name? Heard them? Good friends of ours. How about John and Deborah Moncrief? They were speakers. How about Randy and Stacy Schrader? So now you know our circle. So all very good friends with them. Just lost our slide. There we go.
Go ahead. So a lot of the material that we are going to be presenting today is from this book, and the authors are listed there, David and Teresa Ferguson. And probably a lot of the information that you heard from those people that Ted just mentioned may have come from this book as well. But this is kind of our take on all of that. So were everyone able to finish their survey or their assessment? Yes, no. Okay, so I need for you to get it out because, well, a couple of things. First of all, even though it says keeping marriage is healthy, and it certainly will do that, this is not only a marriage tool. So if you are here and you are by yourself, single at the moment, then this is still something that you can use in any relationship. So we call it relational tools, even though the title of it says keeping marriage is healthy.
So what that means, if you have children, if you have siblings, if you have parents alive, if you have neighbors, if you have coworkers, what do I miss? If you're in relationships, these are tools for you, which is why we're so passionate about this material, because it works in any relationship at any age. Now, maybe a two-year-old is a little bit harder, but you know what I'm saying.
So on the back page, unfortunately, I don't know if you saw the scoring, and the specific needs were not listed. So I want to, if you've got a pen, I want to help you write down what those are. So I'm going to give you a minute so that somehow in all of technology, the needs didn't get listed there.
And I don't mean to point anybody out, but I can see you really well from up here. So we have a couple right up front that said the seat to have an assessment. So we want to make sure we get those to you. So, hey, Gary, can you grab some assessments from Terry? Can you do that for us?
Hold on, he didn't have one either.
See, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, this really is important. It's going to be helpful, not only for our talk, but not knowing your top relational needs is really important. So that really is kind of a big deal as part of our whole week. That's why we're really saying You really need to do this. Can you explain?
So, we got everybody good?
Anybody else looking down so I don't meet your eyes and you know that you don't have one of those filled out either?
Okay, if you'll see the first grouping that starts with the number one. Do you see that? This is on the second page. It looks like this.
The top left.
So number one is acceptance. So if you can write that in. The second one for number two is security. If you see number three, that's encouragement. Number four, coming back to the left, is respect. Number five is affection. Number six is attention. Number seven, back to the left, is approval. And then number eight is support. And number 10 is comfort. And then number 11 down there shows appreciation. So. Does anybody need me to repeat that for them? Okay, number one is acceptance. Number two is security. Number three is encouragement. Number four is respect. Number five is affection. Number six is attention. Number seven is approval. Number eight is support. And number 10 is comfort. And Ted is passing out a list of the needs with some definitions on it. If you could share that per family group, that would be awesome.
One per family. If you're single, and take one.
Okay, so are we literally on the same page? No? Yeah, okay, Ted, are there more?
One per couple on the top 10 relational needs. Everybody, you're so missing something. We have any answers?
Ted.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you can just kind of share it.
If you could take a picture, if you've got your phone with you, and you could have that, that's a good thing to have already. If you have an extra of the top 10 relational needs, the definitions, it's a one-page handout. Okay, this row right here with Tara needed. Thank you. So we just decided to throw this in here so that I don't know if this is going to help you pay attention to us or disregard everything we say today. I'm going to leave that up to you, but there's our wedding picture from 1981, so it's been a few years. And this other photo, as we mentioned last night, Ted spent some time working as a police officer in Wichita, Kansas, and part of that time was during his vice and organized crime and narcotics. And so this is what he looked like when we'd been married about 4 years. So,
okay, I have to intercept. People don't enjoy this part. So Yvonne grew up in a very, I'd say strict, but firm household, farmer, Methodist. And then I come home to go see her folks looking like that. And they're like, what? Why did you marry this guy?
Interesting fact, he got his ears pierced before I did. So that was another thing. So I don't know. And he...
Okay, guys, raise your hand. You've been there with me, right? No? We got one, we got two.
So thank you for... giving us the opportunity. We just wanted you to know that we've been in some different seasons in our life as well, so there are some of those. So, Ted, you need to hold on to the clicker.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Okay, I wasn't holding on to the button. I just did it once. Just let you know.
And then this picture is of our family. This is several years ago, but it does show our kids and our grandkids. We have a new granddaughter that's up there in the corner. So anyway, just wanted you to see that and know that we're just a plain old regular family. The two grandsons that are here with us, Luke is dressed as, is that Captain America for those of you that are, okay. And then our other grandson, Noah, he's playing with Legos there, so.
What am I reading?
Car and driver. Yes. He's a car guy.
Yes. Yes.
Blake rides motorcycles. Kelsey with her. She's a personal trainer. Okay. Alyssa is upside down. She's in cheer. Nicole likes dogs. Yvonne's a book reader. And those are house plans because I'm a designer. Sorry.
And where is that thing?
That was actually in my backyard.
Where?
In Houston. Super fun thing to do, by the way. Our photographer is a personal friend. She goes, she's doing more of these kind of things. And that's been so fun to show people. Yeah. And it got the kids all involved in it. Instead of trying to get there and smile. Okay. All right. So we're just going to start off talking about just looking at your marriage in these three dimensions: emotional friendship, spiritual beliefs and values, physical dimension. A quick kind of a picture of us. We dated for a long time, but I was not a believer. So it wasn't until after I got saved that we got married. Yvonne was very strong in her faith and didn't believe that we should be unequally yoked. So, but when we got married, I was really back here, new in my faith, and Yvonne had been a believer for 10, 15 years. So there was a little challenge in our relationship, and we, for years, I would have scored us the lowest in the spiritual beliefs and values because of my lack of spirituality compared to her. Does that make sense, anyone? Okay.
So what I'd like for you to do is, in your own mind, you can either jot this down if you're like me and forget things, but considering your emotional friendship dimension of your relationship from a 1 to 5, kind of think, where are you in that, with 5 being the top? And the same thing with the spiritual beliefs and values, 1 to 5, how important and strong that is in your relationship, and the same with the physical dimension. So just in your own mind, just think through that.
You can write the number down in the back of your sheet if you just want to write something down for those areas.
The emotional friendship dimension, the spiritual beliefs and values dimension, and then the physical dimension.
have this. Okay.
So now I'd like for you, you get an opportunity to talk with each other. So when you did this little assessment, when you wrote down a number, I want you to ask, think about, did you want to work on the same dimension? Were you in agreement how you rated the three dimensions? And would you both be willing to create a plan to increase your intimacy? So I just want you to spend a couple of minutes talking with each other about those numbers that you wrote down.
And Chip, if you can give us a little bit of music in the background for me.
So, thinking about those dimensions, where are you on that?
What do you do with the three-way tie?
Pick one.
Well, pick one.
Yes.
Yes, we're trying. Chip, can we?
Chip.
Yeah, there they are. Thank you.
Questions.
Oh, the questions. Yeah, the next one. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Sorry. These are the questions. So there's a... The first one was on your friendship. The second one was on spiritual. The third one was on physical.
Do you want to go back to the previous slide?
Okay.
Because people never have enough time to do as much as they want to do, but the time that we have, sorry. So hopefully, since you're here all week, you can always go back and revisit this, right? Cool. So, how did that go? A little bit of feedback.
Didn't understand the directions.
You failed the directions.
Okay.
Maybe we should have modeled it. So, again, for years, Yvonne and I were in a spiritual place where we were very different, where I was growing because of my lack of faith and experiences with Christ. We went through a season where, if you would ask us, our physical dimension was pretty different, or the desire. I'm probably the only guy that would like to have more intimacy with my wife. Guys, am I alone on that concept? You don't have to answer when the wife says it. So just, it's taking a peek, it's a snapshot in time, and obviously it's a season, right? When you're first married, you're dealing with young children, there's lack of intimacy because she's like, don't touch me, I get kids hanging off on me. So at least that's what happened with us. So, does that help on kind of giving more clarity about that?
We'll try to do better in giving directions next time. Thank you for that feedback.
Any have any comments on that? Was that anything that you kind of thought through before? Yes.
If we had done this 2 years ago, our numbers would have been extremely lower than they are now. And and then we talked about we'd probably be mad at each other if this was like 2 years ago. But we're definitely in a better place than we were then. And so it was really nice to acknowledge that to each other.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Terry.
Yes, thanks, Terry. Okay. All right. Yes.
I think number one and number three have direct correlation to each other, really. So for me, I know that I probably want three more, but I'm not getting none of that. Number one's not happening.
You think?
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. You're going to do the exercise?
I think we just need to go on.
Okay. We're really struggling on time already, so we're going to have time. When we talk about intimacy, the one thing about this ministry that was started by Dr. Ferguson was when we went through it, one thing that I was really had not thought through is this simple word called aloneness. So I know we have a bunch of Bible scholars in the room. So what do you think, what would you say if somebody asked you, what was the first crisis listed in the Bible? Pretty easy question.
I love this.
Ooh, who said that? Awesome. That's usually not the first thing I get. It's usually the fruit, you know, but it is what happened when God looked at everything of creation. It was good. And then when he looked at man's aloneness, it was something that's not good for the first time as aloneness. So we think aloneness is a big deal. So that's in Genesis 2:18. God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'll make a helper suitable for him. Next question is, what happened immediately after that? When God declares something's not good and then says, I'll make a helper suitable for him, what did he do next? Wrong. Anybody else want to guess? Wrong.
You heard it. Somebody said animals.
Animals.
Yes.
He actually allowed Adam to do something nobody had ever done before, and or nor since, because he then got a chance to name the animals. What the heck's with that? Why would God not do what we all thought he would should do, but instead had him go out and name the animals? Well, we believe the reason he did that was to accentuate Adam's aloneness. Because guess everybody else had a partner. He didn't. So even though he got to do cool things and have the ability to name animals, which is pretty amazing opportunity, right? But he wanted to understand that everybody else had a mate and to accentuate his aloneness, and then he met his need of causing the rib and forming Eve. Isn't that cool? So nothing hinders love more than being taken granted for. We can bring resentment and emotional withdrawal. It can lead to marital conflict, emotional separation. So all this stuff that happens in relationship, do you think that increases aloneness or decreases aloneness? Increases aloneness. Which we know from God is not good. So the reason we had you take this assessment on needs is because we believe that God gave us needs. He created us with needs. In fact, we had a gentleman up here yesterday talking about, you know, that God gave him needs or met his needs. And he used people, what were the three things that you mentioned? Sorry, who's
Craig?
Craig did that.
The need for God, the need for people, and the need to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Right,
yes.
Right. Which was spot on. I'm going to expand upon the needs that God, the way he desired and created us, is we have both physical and emotional needs. And we're going to talk about more of the relational needs. So when we are able to be with one another in a relationship and his needs get met, that obviously increases the depth of that relationship. We which is why these are relational tools. So here are the top 10 relational needs. You have, hopefully most of you have a handout showing those, and it shows the definition and of each one, and then those are the top 10. So if you've not, did you identify your top? So everybody's filled that out. Did you take the time to identify your top three needs? Okay.
Did you write that down on the bottom of this page?
It says, what are your top three?
Okay, we got that. Okay, perfect.
So has, do you mind, give me a show of hands, who's done this before and has identified their top three needs? Okay, now I'm going to, keep them up. You have to listen to the speaker. All right? Now tell me that you practice those regularly. Keep your hand up.
Awesome.
What?
We got some that have. Cool.
Do you think Satan wants you to continue to meet each other's needs and stay in deep relationship?
No.
He doesn't. It's one of the reasons Yvonne says she said it recently, is that if we're meeting needs, our relationship is close. One of the ways that we continue to, one of the reasons we stay in marriage ministry is because we selfishly want to maintain that closeness. So this helps us continue to do things like this. Okay, now, you can take your paper with you. I need everybody to stand up. Okay, hang on for a second before you get up. Over here in this area, I've put up placards with the top 10 relational needs. If you're tied, just pick one, but I want you to go stand underneath the placard that identifies your top need. And we're all going to move over this way. So come on over. Am I clear on instructions? So to your left, you've got attention. Next is security. You've got approval. Right here in the middle is respect. So come stand underneath the placard. You've got appreciation, acceptance, attention, support. I got a comfort over here.
Thank you.
this exercise for many years, I had the, I was in a business group called Vistage, which is business owners group. We did a retreat. I did this exercise with a group of business people. There was probably about 15 of us. At that time, we had probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 women in the group that were business owners. And the thing that surprised me is one of their top need, which is typically security. So let me back up with that. So typical is security is high for women, and that little thing called respect is high for the guys. If you have to just kind of jump into those two piles, you're pretty close most of the time. But it's always fun to see. So when I put up respect, I gave enough room for respect. I didn't realize how many people would be in security. This is kind of interesting. And how many men are in security. That's pretty interesting as well. So I love seeing the affection. And then you guys are over there for the, what's your, I guess that's all affection. So, yeah. So how does this strike you? As you look around the room and you see the needs that God put in people, what do you notice about that? Or how does that strike you seeing this?
We're diverse.
I'm sorry?
We are diverse.
You are diverse. Absolutely.
There's nobody left over there. Everybody has a need. Everybody has a need.
Everybody has a need. Absolutely.
The rest of the room has a long way to grow.
Well, I think we all have to go up. Aww, can you do that? Aww, for this lady over here by herself. And she needs support, and she's all alone. Anyway, it's a fun exercise. It's interesting. And also, the people that you're around, it gives you something you now have in common. In a perfect world, we love to have those written on the back of your card, your top need. And then you can actually have conversations with people and say, what was your top need? And then here's the cool thing. This week, God is giving you an opportunity to partner with Him in meeting someone else's need. Isn't that cool? I love sharing that partnership idea of partnering, what it would look like for me to meet the need of another, whether it's your sibling or a child or your spouse, whoever that is.
So just as an FYI, you took the adult version of the assessment. This specific organization has an assessment that is for like 7 to 10-year-olds, and then they have a youth one. So if you want to really challenge yourself, is to give that, if you have somebody in your life that's at those ages, would be for them to take that assessment. And we've done that with our kids and our grandkids. Your needs can change because there may be certain things that are happening in your life at that time. And, yes. And I would also say, since many of you are in business, we have done this with our employees. So that's an interesting conversation because respect a lot of times in the business world is really, really important. And so that's, we're just throwing out other ideas for you for things that you can think through as it relates to this assessment.
Final comment is there anybody are you in the same need with your spouse? Okay, so we have one couple. Okay, we've got several over here. Okay, I want to make it. Guys, kind of get your attention. This is a really important comment. Here's the comment. When you and your spouse have the same need, you're thinking, Howie, this is simple, right? But what's interesting is when you ask, what does it look like for that need to be met? And guess what? They're often different. So just don't make an assumption that if you have the same need, you got this figured out. It's not until you really ask each other, what does it look like for your need to be met for approval? What does it look like for your need for me for respect? What does it look like for you for really to be appreciated or accepted or attention or support? Does that make sense? This is a really key part of understanding needs, but more importantly, what does that look like? And that you can communicate with each other, because if they don't tell you what it looks like, they're trying and you're going like, when's it going to be my need for security? Well, what does it look like for that need for you? Does that all make sense?
So one of my top needs is security, and for me, how I define security is harmony and relationship. relationship and just feeling like there's a plan. That may sound like a little bit of control, but I put a little spin on it. It doesn't sound so controlling. But it's really important for me to have our relationship feel like we're headed in the same direction and we're on the same page. And then also just the fact that I kind of know what's coming down the road, what I need to be planning for, so that I can be prepared and be helpful to you in that. You're one of your top needs?
Affection. So, other than we know, guys, what ultimate affection looks like, but it's as simple thing as when we get out of car and walk up to a restaurant or go for a walk, whatever, when she initiates reaching out and grabbing my hand. That meets my need for affection. Okay? So, thank you so much. We can go sit down, but we're going to have to move. Yes, ma'am. The difference. And some of these are really close.
Well, if you look at the definitions on, I'm sorry, I can't see your eyes.
On handout, if you look at the definitions.
So encouragement is saying, you know, just coming alongside somebody in a hard place and walking through them, and appreciation.
Okay, you can come in and sit back down. We're about to wrap up. There's some questions that we just wanted to put out there for you. What's your needs? If this is new to you, then this is going to be a great opportunity to kind of talk through this during this week. And it's awesome that you've got it. It's great that we can do this on Monday. So you've got opportunity to talk more about this with each other. So, were you surprised by those needs? Again, there's that question, what is it would tell me? And guys, I'm going to speak directly to you for a second. How important do you think it is to your wife if you initiate wanting to talk about this? Do you think that might be a little important to her?
Lot more number three.
What do you do with them? I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just... Well, anyway, so talking about what that need looks like to be met, so I understand more about that, is really important. So go ahead and take a few minutes here as we wrap up. I just had a conversation about, okay, remind me again, what was your top need? And tell me, you share that, what does it look like for that need to be met by you? So go ahead. We have a little bit of music.
So we're going to model that really quickly. And so I am going to tell Ted that besides security, one of my other top needs is support. And so, like, preparing for this week, a lot of that, I need just your support, your communication with me about the fact of, is there anything else we need to talk about? Do we have everything in line? Are the PowerPoints done? All of those sorts of things. So that would be a way that it would have... It could have feel like you had met my need for support.
Yes. We're not going to ask her how I did, because there's a little bit of a challenge for all that.
So I'm just telling him, for me, that how that feels as far as support. And where did Laura go? She needed support. So being able to communicate, yes, you know, whatever it is that support looks like. If you've got kids, is it, you know, I really need for you in the evenings to help us get the kids in bed and, you know, get everybody bathed and get school ready and all of those sorts of things, whatever that looks like. So spend just a few minutes chatting with the person you came with about how you might meet each other's needs.
I know you've done this before. Here and I will present.